we conclude Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach a series of shiurim on Bar Mitzvah. Somebody sold an apartment. He publicized that he was intending to sell an apartment, and the sign was up for a month and he couldn't find a buyer. He offered the apartment to a broker, to a real estate broker, to try to sell the apartment. And the real estate broker was indeed successful in finding a buyer, and the buyer even put down a deposit. After all this took place, a neighbor came and said that he's the Bar Mitzvah and he wants to buy the apartment, and he's prepared to pay the same amount that the buyer paid for the apartment. The buyer says, there was a sign up for quite a while that this apartment was for sale, and you could have had every right and ability to bought the apartment. Now, after I bought it and I paid money to the agent, now you're coming and claiming Bar Mitzvah. So he wants to say, number one, that the buyer wants to claim that there should be no Din Bar Mitzvah here. And even if we will say there's a Din Bar Mitzvah, at least any money that I spent should be reimbursed to me. The Bar Mitzvah says, you should have known that there's a Din of Bar Mitzvah, as we learn in our Sugya. And before you spent any money on purchasing this apartment, you should have come to me and asked me, am I interested in buying this apartment? And by not doing so, it's your loss. Our Gemara here on Daf Kuf Ches Amar Aleph teaches us that if the buyer bought a property that's worth $100 and he paid $200, the halacha is that even though, as we've been explaining, the halacha looks at the buyer as the shliach of the neighbor, even though the halacha looks at the buyer as the shliach of the neighbor, we can't employ over here the concept which is very often used when we speak about shlichus, l'tikuni shedarticha v'loy la'afsi. You're only my shliach for my benefit, not for my detriment. And the Gemara explains, because there's a concept of ein eino l'kakos. And I saw that the Rosh explains that this shlichus is different than every other shlichus. In a situation where somebody specifically appoints an individual to be his shliach, so the mishaleach could say, I only employed you to do a good job, not to do a poor job. However, in a situation like here, yes, the chazal make the buyer a shliach of the neighbor, that doesn't make him in the same type of shlichus like a regular shliach. A regular shliach's entire obligation, responsibility, is to do what's good for the person who sent them on the shlichus. Here, one cannot say that should be his only obligation. We don't look at him that you're supposed to be constantly thinking what's good for the shliach, for the mishaleach. And therefore, indeed, the din of Bar Mitzvah will apply, and the neighbor could claim that he's a Bar Mitzvah here on this apartment, but he will have to pay back to the buyer all of the expenses that the buyer laid out in order to buy this apartment, and he can't say You should have checked with me first. Another interesting Shiloh. There was a family that inherited a large amount of money, and they bought two apartments, one on top of the other, in a home, and they connected those apartments into one large apartment. After a number of years, this family married off a number of children, and they incurred debts, and they decided that they're going to divide these two apartments, which were originally two separate apartments, they turned into one large apartment. They're now going to again separate them into two separate apartments. Their neighbor on their upper apartment wants to buy that apartment and now turn his apartment into one large apartment, all on one floor. However, they don't have a good relationship with this neighbor, and they don't want to sell this apartment to that neighbor. Does the rule of Bar Mitzvah apply? So the Paiskim say that of course it applies. The din of Asisa, a Yosher v'Atoif, is to the, under all circumstances. And since it's all under all circumstances, the halacha is that you have to sell it to that neighbor. But then I saw a different shaila. There was a family, a large family, that lived on top of a couple who are elderly people, and the family, the large family, inappropriately, I have to say, did not take into consideration that their neighbors downstairs are elderly people, that the neighbors downstairs are elderly people, and they need to be quiet not to disturb them. In fact, one night there was a tremendous amount of noise from the upper apartment, and the woman who lived in the lower apartment got a heart attack and ultimately passed away. Her husband does not want to live in that apartment anymore, cannot live in that apartment anymore. The memories, he's not well enough to live alone, and he's prepared and he wants to sell his apartment and live somewhere else. The neighbors who he's blaming for having killed his wife want to buy that apartment because they want to make one big apartment, their apartment on top and the apartment on bottom. And they're claiming a claim of Dina de Bar Mitzvah. This person says, I should now go sell this apartment to the people who did this to my wife. Does he have to do so or not? So halacha is, it seems that the halacha doesn't change. Since there is a concept of Bar Mitzvah, as is clear in our Gemara, the only time a seller could claim that he doesn't have a right of Bar Mitzvah is when it's a financial loss to the seller. But in a situation where there's no financial loss to the seller, the din of Bar Mitzvah applies. And it seems that he has to sell it to them, even though he has very valid claims. So, going back to our two shailas. In the first shaila, where the person who owns the upper apartment and now owns two floors and he wants to sell the upper apartment, but his neighbor wants to buy it, but he's concerned to sell it to that neighbor because that neighbor will now become his neighbor on top, and he's concerned that they will, that his children will disturb him, the halacha is that he doesn't have to sell it. That's if he doesn't want to sell it to him because it's going to bother his ability to live. In a situation where he doesn't want to sell it to him just because he doesn't like him, of course the din bar metzora applies. And in the second shaila, where even if this person has a right to have a real concern with his neighbors, he maybe considers that his neighbor's behavior is what caused his wife to pass away, Rachman Tzlan, that doesn't change the halakh of a sis of a yoshev a taiv that he has to sell it to his neighbor.